Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
There waits for me a glad tomorrow where gates of pearl swing open wide. And when I pass this veil of sorrow, I'll dwell upon the other side. Someday beyond the reach of mortal ken, someday God only knows just where and when the wheels of mortal life shall all stand still, and I shall go to dark clouds will be rifted and
In Jeremiah 52 this morning, I want to read a few verses. The Bible said that Zedekiah was 120 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of the Lord it came to pass Jerusalem and Judah, till he cast them out of his presence. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came and pitched his army against Jerusalem, and built forts against the round about. So the city was besieged in the 11th year of Zedekiah. And in the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month of famine, was sore in the city, so there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And they took the king and carried him up to the king of Babylon, and when he gave him judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. Then he put the eyes of Zedekiah out, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon and put him in prison till the day of his death. Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, for the day that you've given, God, such a beautiful day, Lord, that you've made and let us be a part of this morning, God. And I thank you this morning for the very breath that we draw this morning, God, the health and the strength that we enjoy this morning, God. And what a privilege, Lord, to open up your word this morning, God, of heaven, to go to your house this morning, God, and to honor you this morning. Oh, Lord, I pray. And I thank you this morning for such a country that we have, God, that we still can worship in freedom this morning, God. And I pray that your hand might be upon your men this morning, God, as they stand behind the pulpit, wherever your people are gathered together this morning, proclaim and declare the truths of your word this morning, God. I pray that some precious soul might come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. Lord, may you encourage those that are discouraged in this time and in this generation in which we live, I pray. This morning you touch those we made mention this morning that are sick, and those in the hospital this morning, those that are bedfast. God of heaven, I pray for those this morning that are burdened down this morning, God, is struggling just to keep their head above water this morning. I pray that you'll throw out the lifeline this morning, oh God. Strengthen them this morning, God. Draw us unto yourself. And I pray upon this day especially, Lord, may the name of Christ be exalted. May he be high and lifted up in the midst of his people this morning. And for all of this, we'll be mindful to give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen this morning and amen. That's reading the first 11 verses of Jeremiah 52 this morning, talking about King Zedekiah. And I want to preach this morning concerning this thought. There are things this morning that are worse than death. Some things that are worse than death this morning. Now, I'm sure that all of us at some time in some form or another have made the statement that I'd rather die first. Or we've used the expression, I'll go to my grave before I do such and such thing. We've used the old cliche, I'm glad your mother wasn't alive to see this. Dear friend, I'm glad that your father wasn't alive to see this. All of these things imply that there are some things that are worse than dying this morning. Some things that when placed in the balance would even outweigh death this morning. Now, I know that there are those that have been faithful servants who have refused to bow down, choosing rather to die than deny their faith. And I'm not talking about martyrdom this morning, nor am I trying to diminish the seriousness and the sorrow of death. But I think we can find a few things in this chapter and in the life of Zedekiah that we could finger and point and say that are worse than death this morning. And I realize that death has dominion in the land in which we live. It reigns over the flesh. Amen. It's still the king
king of terrors. Dear friend, now that wasn't the way God designed it from the beginning. God made a perfect world. Dear friend, made a perfect man. And thank God there's no death. The way God made it from the beginning. Dear friend, but there come a time, dear friend, when death is going to be the final enemy. And death is going to be put under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And he's going to restore things like it was from the very beginning. Amen. Dear friend, today I assure you death still has a decree. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it is appointed unto all men once to die, after this the judgment. The Bible said there's just a step between us and death, that our life is a vapor that's here for a little while and then it vanishes away. Ecclesiastes tells us that the living know that they're going to die. And also it tells us that we have no power in the day of death to retain the spirit this morning. And so all of us live in the very shadow of death this morning. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said, who is it that lives and shall not die? But there is a difference in death. I think about the Bible said in Luke's Gospel chapter 16, two men that died. And the Lord give a clear picture of what happens when we leave the walks of this life. The Bible said one man died, was buried, and in hell lift up his eyes in torment. It said the other man died, was carried by the angels. Thank God in paradise. Amen. So what made the difference this morning between the deaths of these two men? Dear friend, one man died lost without Christ. The other man died saved. Dear friend, this morning, hit man. Dear friend, God looks at death, dear friend, differently than we do. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. In fact, he tells us in Psalms 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints this morning. Dear friend, you can go out the same way you came in, kicking and screaming. Dear friend, or you can die with faith. Thank God with dying grace, dear friend, impressed upon you this morning. But I want you to look this morning at four things that I want to make mention of. And you may not agree with, dear friend, this morning, but I want you to look at death with the spiritual eye this morning. As long as we look at it in the natural sense, we'll never see past its impact. To the natural man, death, there never is a right time. Amen. To the natural man, there never is a legitimate reason for death. You'll never find a purpose in it. Never find a plan in it. Amen. It'll always seem intrusive in our lives. Death will always seem unfair. It'll always seem final. And it'll never seem like there's enough time before death comes to us. But thank God, as believers, dear friend, we can look at death through the eyes spiritually this morning and realize, dear friend, that death is only the body. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, it's not the worst thing that one can experience, death this morning. Amen. Let me say number one, in verse number two, how the Bible tells us that living in disgrace, dear friend, is worse than death. Amen. In verse number two, the Bible said that Zedekiah did what was evil in the sight the Lord this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I realize there's been many folks say, well, preacher, I hope the Lord takes me out of this world before I sink down into that kind of level. Before I walk in disobedience. Amen. Before I quit serving the Lord. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there's been many that have said, I hope I die before I ever do something to disgrace the name of the Lord this morning. And so there are things that are worse than dying. And living in disgrace, living in disobedience, amen, this morning is one of those things. Dear friend, especially for those Brother, that know better this morning, have those that have quit serving the Lord, have those that are still trying to muddle through this world, have trying to fit back into the mold that God, I thank God, broke when He saved them. Yeah, ma'am, they've ruined their testimony, have destroyed their influence. Dear friend, I know there's none of us that's perfect, and especially me this morning, all of us make mistakes. Amen. And they're all of us at some time or another we get temporarily out of service. Amen. Dear friend, I don't want to live the rest of my days as I used to be, as I has been. Amen. Dear friend, the Lord believes there's things worse than death. Amen. Dear friend, in fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 5, He'll turn your body over to Satan to destroy the flesh, that the soul might be saved. Amen. Dear friend, believe me, the Bible said that know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he that defileth the temple God shall destroy. Amen. He's not going to allow you to continue to live, dear friend, in disobedience. Dear friend, I believe there's a line that one may cross. Amen. Dear friend, after someone backslides, and I do believe in backsliding this morning, I don't believe you can lose your salvation. I do believe there's a lot of folks that have thought they're saved that's not saved. I understand that this morning, dear friend, but I am telling you, for those that have genuinely have been saved and sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, dear friend, I do believe that you can get away from God, dear friend, this morning, and there may come a time and a point you go beyond where the prodigal son went. Amen. Now, I don't know where that line is. And brother, I'm not ever going to give up on praying and visiting them. Dear friend, I realize that God is patient. Amen. I realize that God is pleading with them. Amen. And God is working on the inside. Dear friend, but there does come a time when God said enough is enough. Amen. Dear friend, and God's not going to allow you to continue to live in disgrace. In 2 Chronicles chapter 36, you'll find the same account of this man or this king Zedekiah. In chapter 36 in verses 12, the Bible said even after God has sent the prophet to deal with him, that he would not humble his heart, but rather he hardened it. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said in verses 15 and 16 of chapter 36, that he refused to listen to the voice of God. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, a man may get to that place, brother, when God said, dear friend, it'd be worse for you to continue to live in shame and disgrace as it would be for you today. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, there may be a time when you'd be better off if God would take you out of this world. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm just telling you, there are some things that are worse than death, and one of them is living in disgrace this morning. Amen. And then also in verses number 6, dear friend, the Bible said in verses 5 and 6, because of his actions and because of what Zedekiah did, that the city was besieged and there was a famine and there's no bread in the city. In other words, this morning he was liable for the suffering of others. Amen. Now I'll tell you something that's worse than dying, brother. It's causing others, I thank God, suffering. Dear friend, it's inflicting, dear friend, upon others, dear friend, this morning, what ought to have been ours. He caused a famine to come into the city. The people had no food because of his actions. Amen. It's one thing, brother, to bring it upon yourself. It's far worse, dear friend, to cause a suffering suffering of others. Amen. I've heard people say, well, preacher, it's my life. I just live it the way that I want to. And what I do or what I don't do, it don't involve anyone else. And brother, I wish that was true. But you know as well as I do, it's not. Amen. There's a lot of things, brother, that our actions have caused in other people's life. Amen. Dear friend, I think about the accidents, brothers, that have happened. Amen. Dear friend, I realize sometimes, brother, you can't help it, and it's beyond your control. But this man was, dear friend, his city being besieged because of his actions. This man was, his people starved to death because of his actions. And brother, when a drunk driver gets behind the wheel, amen, dear friend, and causes a wreck, dear friend, and inflicts death or inflicts suffering upon someone else, brother, that's worse than dying. Amen. Dear friend, when David heard of Absalom, dear friend, David said, would to God it had been me. Dear friend, because of David's sin and because of his actions, it caused the death of his son. Dear friend, Cain rose up and slew his brother in a moment of rage. But when God dealt out his punishment, he said, it's greater than I can bear. Amen. Gehazi, when he lied and took gain, dear friend, Elijah's servant, dear friend, from Naaman's leprosy, dear friend, and God pronounced a leprosy upon Gehazi's seed. He watched his sons and his daughters and his grandchildren suffer with a disease because of his actions. Amen. In 2 Chronicles chapter 36, the Bible said, O Zedekiah, I caused the priest to pollute the sanctuary. Amen. And he caused them, dear friend, to give false hope to the people. Dear friend, all because of this man's actions, the reactions that took place, the domino effect. Dear friend, there are some things worse than death in your own life. When you're liable, when you cause, dear friend, when you're directly responsible for the suffering of others this morning. Amen. And then let me say number three, in verse number 10, dear friend, I believe losing your children is worse than dying. Amen. The Bible said, because he rebelled against the king of Babylon, that he sent his armies down, and the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, took Zedekiah's children, and he slew them before his eyes. Amen. I'll tell you, I guess one of the worst things I can imagine, dear friend, is watching your children die right before your eyes. Dear friend, I'm not talking about physically. Brother, I know that's probably worse than anything you can imagine, dear friend, this morning. But I'm talking about, brother, when we don't take our children to church, when we don't put emphasis on the Lord in our lives, dear friend, and we watch their lives get destroyed by drugs, dear friend, and by other things this morning, how sad it would be this morning. Dear friend, the Bible tells us about a wide gate and many that are entering in. Dear friend, I sure would hate to watch my child, dear friend, tread down that road to destruction. Dear friend, knowing, brother, that it's partly my fault because I didn't teach them about Jesus, because I didn't emphasize the importance of going to church. Amen. Dear friend, I can't tell you, dear friend, the parents, brother, that you couldn't get them to be faithful to church, and they wouldn't bring their kids to Sunday school or Wednesday night service. Dear friend, they didn't emphasize it. I let them play ball on Sunday. Dear friend, let them lay out of church on Sunday. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, when they got older and got teenagers and got out of church, when they can make their own decision, and now them same mamas and daddies are raising their hand in church, saying, pray for my children, and preacher, will you go by and visit my children? I can't get them in church. Dear friend, I'll tell you what's worse than dying. It's watching your children die right before your eyes. Amen. Dear friend, it ain't emphasizing their careers and their jobs. Dear friend, this morning it's emphasizing salvation in their life this morning. Amen. But let me say the last of all this morning in verses 11. How dear friend, Zedekiah died lost. How dear friend, that's the worst thing. How dear friend, not just dying physically, but dying spiritually. Amen. How the Bible said he was blind. They put out his eyes and they bound him and carried him to prison until the day of his death. I'd hate to know I died blind and bound spiritually this morning without Christ. Lifted up my eyes in hell this morning. How dear friend, there is nothing worse than leaving this world and not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you'll open your eyes and realize your need of salvation before it's too late. May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer.
As I journey through the land, preaching as I go, pawning souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow, many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads one every time. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there leading in the fight, with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, guiding me I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep, and He leads me gently on through the swirl below. He's a real friend to me, oh, I love Him so. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
My home may not look like a castle, and my clothes may be lacking in style, and if you come sit at my table, a meager supply you might find. But oh, it's not what you say that makes me a king, makes me a king. To me, I've everything, all that I need, all that I need, treasures unseen. filled with beauty, with things we enjoy every day. But the secret to hit on possessions is to love Him and serve Him His way. And oh, it's not what you sing that makes me a king, makes me a king.